The court has before it today three rules proposals that are up for consideration. The first one is relates to rules notice number one. Well, they're all 153, but the first rule is a proposed amendments to Article 5 of State Bar, elected officers of the State Bar, and its bylaws. Mr. Kramer, are you going to speak to that?
I would. Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court. Paul Kramer, I'm representing the State Bar. We appreciate the court's consideration of our proposed rule change to our bylaws. This proposed change would make the requirements for president-elect candidates similar to the requirements for at-large bar commissioners. This would provide a more formal process for president-elect candidates and a more formal notice for president-elect candidates. We appreciate your consideration of our proposed rule change, and I would welcome any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Kramer? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone that wishes to speak in opposition or in support of the proposed state bar bylaw changes? All right. Not seeing any, we'll take up the second proposal, which is a proposed amendment to SDCL 23A-48-19 relating to credits, earned credit discharge for probation. Mr. Tronvold, you're going to speak to that?
Yes, good morning. Basically, this is just a one-word amendment. It changes one full month to two full months. It's in the first paragraph. I had to circle it to make sure I could find the underlined term when I got up here. And basically what this does, there's some ambiguity now when somebody gets their last month's credit. So, for instance, this month, they would get their credit for January, but we wouldn't know about it until February 15th. So that person doesn't know if they're on probation from the 1st to the 15th. This will give us a date certain on the 15th of January, so we know that that person will no longer be on probation the 1st of February. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Or
any questions for Mr. Tronvold? Okay,
thank you.
Does anyone wish to speak in support of or in opposition to the proposed amendment to SDCL 23A-48-19? Not seeing anyone, we'll move to the next proposed rule amendment, actually adoption of a new rule to create a commission on access to the courts. Mr. Sazedow.
Corner members of the court, may it please the court. This proposal is to create a new commission with the idea that it will provide oversight over what currently is a fairly disjointed process in how we provide service to those that come into contact with our court system that may or may not be able to afford an attorney. Right now at the UJS, we do a lot of things with our pro se committee, with the forms that we provide, with our guidance file and our self-help for people to interact with the court system. The state bar has their own process and their own group that works on this. The law school has a clinical program that works in this area. There's an 800 number that is associated with the law school as well to some degree. And then also we have our legal service entities across the state that are trying to provide service to those that come into contact with the court system. And so really I think what we lack and what many other states have is an umbrella entity that can oversee how those services are coordinated and provided and to make sure that we're focusing on the right areas. There is no strategic plan in this area. I would probably submit there is no plan in this area for how we do this. And it's something that our clerks of court deal with on a regular basis with individuals reaching out for assistance. It's something that judges have to work through with pro se self-represented litigants. And so the idea would be that this 11-member commission really creates what that plan would be. What are the areas that we can, perhaps gain some ground in the services that we're able to provide? I think it's probably fair to say that none of us have the resources to be duplicating efforts in this area. And so an entity that can create a coordinated, systematic approach and really study this issue I think would provide a benefit to those that our courts are meant to serve, particularly on the civil side, where individuals need our courts to resolve some of their most intimate disputes. And so that's really the goal of this commission. As I indicated, South Dakota is one of very few states that do not have an overseen entity in this area. So with that, I would certainly ask for your support of the rule and happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Sarazan? Okay. Does anyone wish to speak either in support of or in opposition to the proposed adoption of a new rule to create a commission on access to the courts? Mr. Kramer, I know you're still here. Anything you want to add?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. Not seeing anyone speak in opposition or in support. The court will take that rule under consideration as well. So that will conclude the rule hearing. The court is in recess. Thank you.